New poll results show the race for mayor is neck and neck. According to a Quinnipiac University poll released this afternoon, the top three Democratic candidates are virtually tied, with Christine Quinn garnering 19% of voter support, Anthony Weiner with 17%, and Bill Thompson with 16%. But in a separate poll that was released last night by the Wall Street Journal, NBC4 New York, and Marist College, Anthony Weiner, the former congressman, jumped 5 points ahead of longtime Democratic frontrunner Chris Quinn. That pleased Lex Rizzo, who was out with his three-year-old son in the East Village today.
I think he's got the cojones. I think he's got the zest that we need to recover from Bloomberg, who is so bland and really only focused on money.
Both polls show Quinn's support is dropping. Aaron McGill is an artist who sells crafts at a table in Soho. The 32-year-old is just starting to pay attention to the mayor's race. So far, Quinn is the only candidate on her radar.
I think that she is definitely for the middle class, and she's the only one I really know anything about.
Steve Harvey says he's undecided. The 59-year-old was outside his art gallery on the Lower East Side today.
This neighborhood, for instance, is completely in the midst of wild development, as is the whole city. The keys have basically been given to real estate development in the city for the last decade, basically, and I'd like to see someone ready to take that on.
Among registered Republicans, the Quinnipiac poll showed former Metropolitan Transportation Authority head Joe Loda leading his competitors. Other Republican contenders include billionaire businessman John Castamatidis and George McDonald, who heads a nonprofit group that helps the homeless.